Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live yet on another dope episode of the Smith Express Sports Show with the greatest co-host, Dominic Wilson. What's poppin', my dude?
What's up, brother? Happy to be here on the greatest show in the world.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, let's get straight into it. The NBA been going crazy itself. Let's start off with the recognition or, you know what I'm saying, ceremony that they put on for the Chicago Bulls for the past employees and owners and players. You feel me?
Yep, I'm here.
So
we
like,
can roll with it.
Yeah, so like, you know what I'm saying, I didn't check it out exactly, you know what I'm saying, when it was happening, but I definitely caught the highlights, and the Jerry Krause ceremony was crazy. They was wild for booing him.
Yeah, see, they booed dude because, first of all, you gotta, in order to understand, I'm a big Chicago Bulls fan, always been my whole life. My first memory of Chicago Bulls was when I was probably 6 years old, so ever since then, I've been an avid Bulls fan my whole life. So, but they booed them because Jerry Krause always had a very toxic relationship with the team, with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Phil Jackson. And he didn't, the last year that They won the championship, and then Michael Jordan wanted to run it back. And he really explained a lot of that in the Last Dance, how he wanted to run it back. But Jerry Krause really had a big head and was like, well, he felt like he could still win a championship and he could still have a good team without Michael Jordan. He felt like he was the reason for the success that the Bulls was having and not Michael Jordan and the team. So he's like, I can do this without Phil Jackson. I can do this without you, and I can still do this and that and pick good players and whatnot. Well, let me say something about that. Jerry Krause, I probably would have booed him if I was there. Now, he died in 2017, but I still probably would have booed him.
Yeah, that's wild. And his family members was present, his wife and stuff. That's wild. I know she was
embarrassed. Yeah, she was crying. She was real upset about it. A lot of people talk about it. And don't get me wrong. I probably wouldn't have, though. But if knowing that he's dead and knowing that his wife was there, if his wife wasn't there, I probably would have. But being that she's there, I probably would have saved my booze and then had him internally, because I really didn't like the way he screwed up our team, man. I mean, he's the reason why a lot of our players were underpaid. Pippen was getting like pennies on the dollar. Like,
that's
he was
crazy.
Getting paid nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Like, he was getting nothing. And now, his wife had nothing to do with that, so I understand.
But still, though, that ceremony wasn't for his wife. She was just there on behalf of him. So, like,
yeah, he shouldn't have been.
But look, though, it don't matter who was there on behalf. It could have been his dog. It could have been his little sister. They would have still got that boo. They just still got that treatment.
Of course they would have got that treatment.
Like, no matter
the way
who
he
was
treated.
There. Yeah.
He worked for the Bulls organization for 18 years. He was general manager. That's built the team around Michael Jordan, and he won 6 championships with him, but he was the reason why, man, everybody, the whole team fell apart.
Yeah.
And
bogus
contracts.
Although
you have to give him some credit for allowing that team to be together, but it's a no-brainer to end up with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan hit the game-winning shot when he was in North Carolina to win that national championship. I mean, Michael Jordan was destined to be great. Like, the things that he was doing, like, on the court.
In college.
Like, this dude was fun. And he wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the strongest, but he just had skills. So even watching him, of course, I think the first round pick was like somebody who I forgot his name.
No, it was Sam Bowie.
Yeah, Sam Bowie. Sam Bowie. You're 100% right. Thank you. Sam Bowie. Just my point. I forgot who he was for a minute. Like, I don't even remember anything he did other than being the first pick.
Yeah, Portland drafted him, but wasn't that the same year? I think Hakeem Olajuwon went number one.
Hakeem, yeah.
And Sam Bowie went number two, and then the Bulls had Jordan at number three.
Yeah. Now, Hakeem Olajuwon should have been, because Hakeem is cold, bro. You can't take nothing.
Oh, yeah. He top five greatest centers of all time.
Yeah. Hakeem Olajuwon. But MJ, oh, my goodness.
MJ was just on another level.
Another level, baby.
It was a lot of people in that draft, though, located. That's one of the most special drafts of all time.
Of course it is.
Yeah, but man, 96 draft was dope. That 03 draft was fire.
Oh, yeah, it really was, but I can't even lie. It was.
That 96 had Iverson, Kobe. You feel me? Like, they was deep. They was stacked.
LeBron's draft class was pretty good, too, y'all.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot. What? Dwayne Wade. Yeah, they was deep.
Melo.
Yeah, man, and they bogus. Detroit Pistons bogus for Melo. That they picked that they picked that Dragon dude or something like that. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. He wasn't bad though.
He was terrible. Like, you don't know nothing else he did besides just be that number one draft picked over Melo. Hey, did you see Melo's statement where he said the reason why the Nuggets gave Jokic the number 15 was to get him back to erase all the things that he's done? Or do you think Jokic deserved it? Like, I think when you think of number 15 for the Denver Nuggets, I think Jokic definitely did more than Melo did.
Of course he did. He won him a championship.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, like, but besides that, like, the stats, like, he done more than Melo, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because, look, they low-key damn near on their way to winning another one if they keep it up and stay healthy.
Yep.
What happened?
I think that Bulls fans were. It's hard. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just thinking like.
With that ceremony?
When you love a team. Like, I can understand this because, like, you love it. Like, you pay money to see this team. You come to this team. You buy the jerseys. You buy the shoes.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you watch. You save money up just to be able to come to this game.
Yo, and the Bulls, listen. Back then, the Bulls tickets wasn't cheap. So, if you there and you front row,
I know.
You down there put your house up.
That's what I'm saying. And you got Phil Jackson, which is one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NBA or outside of the NBA. You got freaking, that dude got a bunch of rings. He got more rings than probably any other coach ever. Ever.
Yeah, and it's going to be a while before someone be that great to accomplish some of the things that he's accomplished.
What? He got what, six with?
Six with the Bulls.
Six with the Bulls. And
three
what?
With the Lakers.
And no, two. He got more than... Three with the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. No, he got what, five?
Five with the Lakers. And he got one as a player, I think.
Yeah. That's what I know. Altogether, it's like 11. It's supposed to be like 10.
Yeah, he got
11.
11. Six or 12, bro. That dude got five.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. He's definitely the GOAT.
But yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So, like, when you love a team so much and then you see this guy screwing up your team. Just for his ego and pride, like, you're not going to like this person. And that's what happened with that Jerry Krause situation. Like, they seen this dude as an enemy within their own organization. So it's like, this dude is supposed to be with me and not against me. You know what I mean? And he ain't about to write. He's hurting my team. But yeah, he's supposed to be helping my team. And then you honor this dude and his name, and these fans who remembered this like it was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when I think of him, I think of how he ruined our team. I don't remember the good things he did. You know what I mean? Unfortunately. Although I know he has done some good in his life, I'm sure, but you know, that's what you think, and a lot of fans think that way. And that's what they was thinking at the time. They wasn't really thinking, oh, this man's wife is here and I shouldn't probably boo him or hurt her or whatnot, and this man did.
They didn't
a lot
care.
Of people probably didn't. Yeah, they just, fans are rude. Fans yeah, are fans. Fans fight for their team. That's just like family. If I'm talking about your cousin or I do something about your family, you're going to stick up for him. It's the same thing as booing dude. It's like, I'm sticking up for my team. I'm sticking up for my family. You know, you look at your team as your family.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers grew up with the Bulls. Like, you yeah, know what I'm saying? And it's like, all Chicago fans, though, like, win, lose, or draw, even with the Bears hasn't won a Super Bowl since, what, 85?
Yes.
You feel
85.
Me? Yeah, and that's, what, almost 40 years. But yet they constantly sell out. The same thing with the Cubs. The Cubs, before they won that last World Series, they haven't won it since 1908, and I know it was over 100 years. And each and every game, each and every season, they were selling out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Chicago got some of the most dedicated fans generation after generation. You know what I'm saying? That just going to go. And it's like, even if the team do have a losing season, the tickets are still outrageous.
Outrageous.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Price-wise, and it's like, when you get there, you going to pay $30 for a hot dog, $20 for a beer, $100 for parking. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's crazy. But it you know what? It would be dope, though, if Chicago got another basketball team, though.
Man, probably not in my lifetime.
I swear to God, I'm already knowing. They bet enough they don't want to pay nobody in general. But no, hey, but Jerry Krause, man, you know what I'm saying? My point of view on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there to witness the Bulls game, not saying necessarily at the games, but just the whole experience and know what's going on type thing. But like, to see that documentary, The Last Dance, that really tormented Buddy legacy, you feel me? If he ever had one like that, you know what I'm saying? People definitely looked at him different.
Of course he did.
You feel me? Like, cause it's like, and like, it was people that knew what was going on, but yet you had those that was blindsided. Like, damn, what happened? Cause as soon as Jordan left and that team collapsed, they was never the same. Like the coach, I think they had Tim Floyd right after Phil Jackson, and the Bulls went from a 72-10 to a 10-72. Like, really, they collapsed right then and there. But had they still stuck together, I think
they would have won another.
At least like two more. At least two to three more. Minimum. Minimum.
Man, I was so upset.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I was hurt.
Yeah. And it was like seeing, like, you feel me? Pippen was hurt. You know what I'm saying? Rodman went MIA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Jordan, like, Jordan really carried the team. Like, and that's why, and yeah, that's what made Jordan so special, because it's like any other superstar of today's caliber would have been got those people, including Pippa. Oh, Pippa, you hurt? Bye. Rodman, okay, you want to party across seas and be with all these thoughts? Right. You feel me? They would have been trading them no matter how great they were.
What was wrong with Rodman? Rodman did what he wanted to do.
I swear to God, he had to go get him. You feel me? Mike had to go get him out the hole. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, that's wild. But that's facts, though. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, gee, that's not a superstar team, bro. When you look at what Mike went through, Mike literally, you know what I'm saying? He didn't complain publicly. Like, the things that was going on in that documentary that Mike stated Mike wasn't vocal about it. You know what I'm saying? Like doing interviews, exposing people. People didn't know about Pippen's contract until the documentary. And his contract was bogus. What was it? Well, like 20 years for like $4 million. Yeah. That shit was wild.
We signed you to a lifetime contract for $1 million every 10 years.
And Jerry Krause is blessed, you know what I'm saying, to even have those type of people that still wanted to play with him. Because, like, if that was nowadays, and if he offered them that type, gee, it wouldn't be no Bulls. There wouldn't be nobody on the Bulls, literally.
See, that's the thing, though. That's what I love about the NBA right now. The NBA is so much better than any other organization. And I'm sorry if you are a player in any organization. Yes, it is. Let me tell you why. Because it's a player's league. I'm not watching the Chicago Bulls because Jerry Krause is the GM. I'm not watching the Chicago Cubs because whoever is in the organization is in the organization. I'm not watching anything. I'm not watching LSU women's basketball to see the assistant coach. I'm watching to see Angel Reese and the rest of the team that they have. I'm watching to see Steph Curry when I'm watching the Golden State. I don't want to see Steve Kerr sitting on the sideline. That's why I'm watching basketball. I'm not watching these things because I like the people that's in place to get the players.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Hey, look, so at the ceremony, I admit, like, I caught highlights. You feel me? But, like, who all was there? I see Kukoc was there, right?
Yeah, Ron Hopper consoled Jerry Krause's wife. He was standing behind her and patting her on the back, and she was crying and shaking.
Wow, that's crazy.
She was upset, bro. Ron Harper was a good player, too.
Oh, yeah, he was the best point guard Jordan ever had.
Ron Harper was decent.
You know what I'm saying? But that's wild. Like people don't understand, like the point guards that Jordan had to play with, Randy Brown. Not saying nothing wrong with Randy Brown, but you know what I'm saying? If Randy Brown would have played somewhere else, he would have been got traded or went or got sent to the D League or got dropped. You feel me? Jordan had to take what he had. You feel me? And that shit crazy. And that's what's going to make Mike always be the GOAT, for real.
See, and that's what I'm getting at. It's a player's league. So if now what's going on back then, Jerry Krause would have been fired. They would have got rid of him because superstars run the league, which it should be. And that's the way NBA got it right now. The NBA is a player's league, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's now. But
that's why they're so successful. They put their players first. If they would have put their players first back then, Jerry Krause would have been gone. Pippen would have made more money, and the team would have stayed there. Phil Jackson would have been the coach. He wouldn't have probably never been the Laker. He would have been just retired as a Chicago Bull head coach. You don't fire somebody who gives you all of them rings. A head coach gives you 6 rings and you get rid of him?
2 three-peats. That's
in
wild.
His prime? Wait, you don't get rid of him 3-4 years later like Bill Belichick situation. At 3 years of stinking up the joint, then you get rid of him. No, they got rid of him right after he won a championship?
Yeah, that's
you
crazy.
You do that?
That's wild.
That is nuts.
And you lose the greatest players, like your key parts, your key.
Come on, man. And your greatest player, listen, I'm the owner. If my greatest player come to me and say, listen, I'm not staying, and he made it public. It's not like he didn't tell people what he was going to do. He said, if Phil Jackson is not there, I'm leaving.
That's crazy.
So you purposely got rid of Phil Jackson just so you can get rid of Michael Jordan to see what you can do without him. And you've seen what you do. You stuck up the joint. And now
hey, that was the quickest turnaround ever.
Ever. And then that's why you can't really wonder why he got booed at this ceremony. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, it might not have been the best situation. But I can defend sports fans across the world who probably at home booing him. Because Jerry Krause, I wouldn't hurt his wife like that. But
I mean, but look though, like even
it makes me upset just knowing some of the things he did to hurt the team.
Yeah, but I'm saying like when you look at it though, right? Like even though you as one individual, that stadium was sold out. You couldn't stop those people's emotions. They lucky they didn't throw nothing at her.
If he was there, oh my goodness, they would have gave it to him.
Oh yeah, oh my God.
They would have gave it to him.
Oh yeah, they definitely would have threw something. Somebody would have threw a cup, Polish.
And you know them cups are expensive too, and the hot dogs, slice of pizza. Man, I don't like you so much. Look, I saved all my money to be here. I just spent $12 on a slice of pizza, but I will throw this slice of pizza at you.
I swear to God, man, that's wild.
Or at least,
wild.
In fact, nah, it's $12. Nah, I ain't throwing it, I'll be eating. I'll throw the crust at you. I got a bite left.
Hey, that crust hurt, G. when you throw it like it's a dart, that crust hurt, G. You can fuck around and knock somebody out, G.
All jokes aside, though, I really, they say if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
But
as human beings, we should be more kind to people, regardless of what somebody did to a team that we really enjoy.
But
at the end of the day, it's a business.
It wasn't just any old team, though, G. We was a 6-time champion.
It's my favorite team.
Listen. If the Bulls would have never did that breakup right after that 98 season, that 99 season, even after the lockout, when they shortened the season, they definitely would have won. San Antonio wouldn't have won that.
Yeah.
The Bulls definitely would have. They would have won 4 in a row.
Of course they would. The Bulls were great.
Yeah. Man, they definitely took off 90. Do you remember when they when it was Jordan, Pippen and Rodman, they all released the shoe in the same year?
Yeah.
Shut up. No, you don't. Folks just be lying. Nah, but them Rodman shoes was dope. The Pippen, them Air Pippen shoes, they was fire.
I remember them, man.
Okay. But I'm saying, though, like, but the things the Bulls had, it was so much money flowing through Chicago in general throughout the 90s with Jordan when they was winning championships, bro.
Man.
Like, it was a lot. The Bulls, Chicago had the 93 Olympics.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, the Olympics, they never been back either. The only thing we probably had was that race car shit, like NASCAR shit. You feel me? That was like a couple years ago. That's facts. You feel me? That shit's wild, man.
I know.
But besides that ceremony, it's been a lot of great things going on in the NBA. One of the things is like we just mentioned. You mentioned is Milwaukee. Dame Lillard is definitely on this shit. You could tell he hungry. You don't think so?
Yeah, I think so. Dame Lillard, man, he just hit a freaking Game 1 and 3. That dude was a phenomenal player, man. Dame Dollar Baby's Dame Time.
Oh, yeah. Like, and like, basketball players turn rappers, he's definitely top 5.
Yeah. Well, you know, Shaq number 1.
Oh, yeah, Shaq. But Shaq got plaques, though. Shaq was going platinum.
I think he got a platinum.
Yeah, he got a couple of them. He got songs with Biggie.
Yeah, see, I ain't know that.
Yeah, facts. That shit crazy. What's it called? And he on his record label.
Shaq, really.
Oh, yeah, Shaq, man.
Shaq Cole.
Oh, yeah.
I love
on
Shaq.
On and off the court.
I love Shaq. I can laugh about how goofy he is and how silly
on
he
and
is,
off the court. And
he's
he a dope
great
analyst.
Person.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He's a dope analyst. He's straightforward. He's a wonderful person inside and out.
Yeah.
I really like Shaq. Good DJ too. Good DJ. DJ Diesel, baby.
Yeah, that shit crazy. It's a couple of highlights. Like, how you feel about the Lakers this season? It was a lot of momentum building up for them at the start of the season with all the trades that was going on and the extensions.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
Look, all them extensions that they were signing, Austin Reeves and everybody else. What, Anthony Davis signed that, what was it? 120 million. Yeah, $60 million a year type shit. And it's like, yep. Come on, bro.
Too much. They playing, like, and the crazy thing is, Anthony Davis hasn't been able to be injured as much as he has so far this year, and they still stink. LeBron is leading the team in scoring, I believe, with 27 points. And that's crazy. They, oh, no, wait, 27, somewhere around there. And he's stinking up, and they stinking up the joint. The Lakers are terrible. They're underachieving. They're terrible.
I mean, hopefully they could turn it around All-Star. But what's crazy this year, too, though, LeBron turned 40 years old. That's
I know, man. He's the oldest person in the NBA right now.
Yeah, he's the only one left from the 03 season. No, Chris Paul. Did Chris Paul come in 03?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think he did. No. I think he was like
04, 05, yeah.
He was a year later or something, yeah.
But that 03 job, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that LeBron the only one left. You feel me? Because, well, Melo retired, well, like a couple of years ago. I think last year, yep. Or the year before.
I think he officially retired last year.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
Hey, look, let me ask you this question. So, you know the Ball brother, LaMelo, Lonzo, and them.
Yeah.
Do you ever think Jello will get his fair chance to get in the league, too? Or no?
He did have his fair chance. He's not good.
No, I'm talking about...
Huh? He's not good.
Yeah, hey, but you know what I'm saying? Like I guess he has his little moments, his highlights. You know what I'm saying? But like that incident overseas definitely put a dent in it and shit.
I don't think it had nothing to do with it. You either got talent or you don't. The more talent you got, the more things people overlook. Deshaun Watson, for instance, he got talent as a quarterback. And regardless of all the little things that was going on outside of the football, people didn't allow that to blind them from his talent. Talent speaks for itself. Regardless of what's going on in your life, the more is going on in your life, the better talent you better have to blind people from whatever situation is going on out there. And if that man had any more talent than he did, he would be in the league right now.
True. I guess. I feel you. I definitely feel you. How you feel about Philly, though? You think Philly's going to be doing something anytime soon? Or, like, do you see them going far?
Nope.
So you don't think Philly got what it take to, like, I mean, if healthy, they got what it take to go far and deep in the playoffs?
Nope. I don't think so.
You wild.
I didn't make it second round, maybe, but... I don't see them beating Boston or Milwaukee.
Yeah. So look. So what you got? Boston and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
So and to me, I think Boston. I mean not Boston. I think Milwaukee gonna get them in six games to advance to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I think so. With Dame Dolliver. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Dame is hungry.
Don't get me wrong. Man,
he's definitely top five player, not position, not point guard, not shooting, whatever, but top five player right now the way he's been playing.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, but even if they do advance to the finals, and say with the Western Conference Finals, the Western Conference in general is definitely stacked. I think the Clippers is hungry. The Clippers been trying to prove something. But, like, I feel like if the Clippers don't make it or they don't go deep or they don't go as far as the NBA Finals, all those players that's over there, this is their last chance. I think this is Westbrook's last chance to prove something. I think this is James Harden's last chance to prove something. Paul George last chance, like they stacked as fuck.
Yeah, you right.
Like you feel me? Like them, but like I honestly think Denver gonna run it back.
Yeah, I think so too, bro. I think if Milwaukee doesn't do what they should do by beating Boston, don't get me wrong though, because Boston is a tough team. I'm not saying they will, but they can be. Because Boston got Drew Holiday, man. Drew Holiday defense is underrated. But But Denver can beat everybody, man. Denver, if Denver's healthy, they'll beat them. They'll repeat.
Yeah.
You're right about that. You heard it first. Smith Express Show. If Denver healthy.
Denver Nuggets, the NBA champions.
Yeah, hands like, down.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, first, when Steph definitely changed the game. But, like, now that Jokic is a big man shooting threes in the post, rebound, triple-doubles, it's only, like, what, two or three people or two or three teams that got answers for Jokic. And anybody else don't. And I feel like, what, Embiid, Philly got an answer for him. That's barely that could, you know what I'm saying, barely show up type shit. Not saying Embiid not bad, but Jokic always get the best of him. And Milwaukee, Giannis, I don't think no other big man could shut down or get in the way of stopping Jokic.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's like his whole team and how they built, like, bro, they just built to last. You feel me? But if everybody's complete healthy, I definitely think Denver got what it takes to take over. You feel me?
Yeah, they do.
And they fuck around might get a three-peat, low key.
I don't know. A lot of things could happen in the NBA for a three-peat.
No, hard. I'm just saying, like, just based on how things are as of today, like, if they win this year, they're gonna win the next year too, G. Ain't nobody stopping them. That's going to let you know. And the thing is this, like, Jokic is training. Like, Jokic's not showing up all ripped and everything. He's playing comfortably.
Yeah, he's definitely playing comfortably because he know what he got.
Yeah, hey, look, you know what, too, though, bro? Fucking, you know who I used to think was a top big man that could change the whole dynamic of a game? Anthony Davis, I you know what I'm saying, like, just the hype and everything, like, seeing how he turned out, like, not saying he didn't turn out nothing bad, but his expectation is crazy, and especially to go for the extension, you would think that he was going to put up Jokic time two numbers, triple doubles every night, and it's like the Miami center is doing bigger and better numbers than him.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
I'm with you.
Yeah, hey, look, let me ask you this. So, like, who you got for Rookie of the Year, Chet Holmgren or Wembanyama?
I think Wembanyama because of the hype, I think. Because Wembanyama, he's getting better every game.
Yeah.
He's before the year's up.
His stats is better. Like, he's 20-10 already.
Yeah. So, He's just getting his feet wet, you know what I'm saying, right now. But after All-Star break, I think he's going to be really a dog, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely too late to make a run for the playoffs, though.
Yeah. No.
It's definitely too late.
Anything can happen. But, no, they still going to suck, but he's going to be better.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, how you feel about the Warriors? You think the Warriors going to shake something up by trade deadline?
I think the Warriors are going to stink.
No, I'm saying, you think they're going to shake some up or they're going to keep the core?
I think they're going to keep that team together, man. But I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard to know.
It's a lot of team to look out for that could upset. Like, I think Sacramento Kings could fuck around and upset somebody. The Pacers could fuck around and upset somebody if they're not taking serious. You feel me?
You're right.
Like, that's what I say. Like, but the West, though, the West is so competitive. It's always have. Hey, man, but Memphis, though, seeing Ja Morant go down, bro, like, somebody else just went down, too. Bane just went down, too, right? With the ankle injury.
Dame?
Bane.
Desmond Bane?
Yeah, he just went down with the ankle injury.
Yeah. That sucked.
No, not saying it's season
injury. Marcus Smart got injured too. Damn.
And that's wild. And Derrick Rose is down too, though, right?
Yeah, I think he still is. He was. I'm not 100% sure if he's still injured or not, but he was, yes.
Damn, and that's fucked up, G. That coach going to have to end up playing. That shit, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is there any teams that's surprising you? Like, damn, I didn't even see this coming.
No, not really. Not really. I yeah, it is. I take that back. It is. It's one team that's surprising me, and you're 100%. I'm glad you asked that question because I was sitting thinking, is it? And it is.
What the New Orleans Pelicans?
No, Orlando Magic.
Oh yeah, like man.
They playing pretty good basketball.
Hey, the Knicks too though, low key.
Yeah, kinda. But the Knicks just traded OG Ginobili, and they before him, and they playing better. They won like five games straight when he got there. I mean, they traded away RJ Barrett. They got better with their trade. So I mean, to expect them to have success, I'm not really shocked. And they always had good defense, so you know what I'm saying? It's not far-fetched for them to have a good season, but who's seen the freaking Orlando Magic having a good game, like a good season so far, you know what I mean? Oh, the Rockets is playing pretty well too, though.
Oh yeah, they you know what I'm saying? Like that's another shocker.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing who's living up to my expectations. It's
Oh.
OKC.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I
okay,
had
so.
I expected them to be good this year.
Yeah. Hey, dude, okay, the draft that just happened, didn't Houston get one of the twin brothers?
One of the twins' brothers.
Yeah, it was a set of twins that went like number 4 and number 5 in the NBA draft. This year,
Yeah.
didn't Houston get
They
one?
came. I think they came from Duke.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, but Houston got one, right? One of the twins, right?
Houston, who did they draft last year?
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was like number 4, number 5. I just thought maybe Houston got one of the one.
Houston did have a top pick in the draft, so they probably did. Knowing that Chet, yeah, they did get a top. They did pick a big man in the draft, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I believe so. Yes.
That's what's
Yes.
up.
I know. I'm happy. I'm happy to see those little young teams coming back, man, and doing something. I like to see new talent in the league.
I think it's dope that I think the NBA is more evened out now than it was a few years ago when everyone was doing the super team stuff. Hey, how is Phoenix doing? I haven't really checked up on Phoenix. They
Phoenix doing pretty well. I mean,
all back together or?
now let me get this. For this guy out, this guy in, this guy out, this guy in. They're managing well. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to make the playoffs. They are going to be pretty good.
You think what, second round?
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell with man, with those players, shoot. I mean, what do you think? I mean,
I
you
mean,
got KD, Devin Booker,
yeah,
and
Bradley
Bradley
Beal.
Beal. Shoot,
Yeah,
man,
hey,
they
that
could
right there,
mess
they
up.
supposed to have been top three.
Yeah, I mean, you talking 80+ points for just them three?
Yeah, but and that's what I'm saying though. Like they supposed to be top three if all healthy, 100%. They definitely supposed to be top three, if not top two. But the Lakers though, bro. Like the Lakers made so many trades, bro, and re-signing people and everything. I think they made the most transactions.
Yeah, I think so too, brother. I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
Man, it's exciting when you think about it too, ain't
Oh yeah, no doubt. And what's crazy, like
it?
everything happening so fast. Well, All-Star Game is what, next month?
Yep.
That's crazy. But hey, man, I ain't gonna hold you up. Dope to have you on the sports show, man.
Thank you so much, brother. I truly appreciate you.
No problem, no problem, man. There you have another dope episode with Dominic Wilson the Great. You know what I'm saying? on the dopest podcast, Smith Express Sports Show. Hey, let's get it.
Hey, you want to know something?
What up?
Man, I really am looking forward to see what can happen with OKC, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander been balling, too.
Oh, yeah. If not this year, he's definitely going to be an all-star soon.
Oh, he is an all-star. He was an all-star last year. He's going to be an all-star this year, too.
That's when the all-star team was picked, right, or nah?
Yeah. I think they, for the most part, they were picked. I'm not 100% sure if the...
Who was the leaders?
Wow. I'm going to look it up right now.
Because what? LeBron been the leader for the last, 40 years?
Come on, man. We already know, man. LeBron.
Yeah, he snapped.
Hey,
for him not to be a leader and someone and just a regular player in the All-Star, that's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, I know.
But, yo, we definitely got to go. You know what I'm saying? Time is ticking, man. You know what I'm saying? Until next time, we definitely go get it in. Let's get it. Yeah.
Yes.